on May 10th, Richmond had fell. It's a time I remember oh so well. The night they drove old Dixie down, when all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing. When one day she called her maid, said, "Virgil, quick, come and see, there goes the Robert E. Lee." Now I don't mind chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's not good. You take what you need and you leave the rest, but they should never have taken the best.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. It's Thursday. It's that time.
Hi. Happy Canada Day Eve.
Happy Canada Day Eve. I'm Christian.
I'm Fleur. It's so good to have you back.
We're back together again.
The gang's back together.
I've got somebody that can itch my back if it needs a scratch.
Wow. We're getting pretty personal straight off the bat.
We are.
So how was Italy and Europe and Norway and all the other adventures you had?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Lots of great stories to tell.
Yeah.
But it's always nice to come home too.
Really? Well, it's nice weather and it's Canada Day, all that good stuff. So, yeah, do you see any good shows while you're there?
I happened to see a couple shows.
Yeah.
So, as you know, we'll tell everybody out there that's listening, I was lucky enough to see Ghostface Killah of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Pretty sweet.
In London. London, England. So that was pretty cool. And
didn't then you caught get a front row?
I did.
Did he front actually row. Sweat on you or anything?
He winked at me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I felt pretty special.
Great.
And then caught a couple shows in Milan, too.
Yeah, and so in the next couple of weeks, you're going to have to play some Italian music.
I've got some Italian music up my sleeve. Brought back a CD. That's right, a compact disc from Milan.
Wow,
from
cool.
Milano.
Nice. And what was your favorite thing about Europe?
Well, obviously, the food is absolutely wonderful. I got to surf in Italy on the coast. Yeah, that was pretty special.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit different than surfing the Pacific Northwest, so.
Well, you probably wouldn't have had to wear a head-to-toe wetsuit to start with.
I had a wetsuit on, but it was a lot thinner. Yeah, yeah, no booties, no gloves, so the water was definitely warmer.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty special.
Should we tell people about the method to our madness for today and every day, I guess? Every
yeah,
time we're
yeah,
on?
Yeah, yeah.
You go.
Go for it.
You go.
I go for it. Okay, so. New listeners to Are You Aware, just to give you a little rundown about what we're all about, we play music with a message or musicians that are highlighting social justice or charities with their skill sets. So we're all about positive vibes and educating you about different ways that you can also get involved locally, internationally.
Nationally.
Nationally.
There we go.
Yeah.
Solar systemly, if that's...
Yeah, if you can make it out to the solar system and make a difference, we'll let you know how you can do it. But the focus is, always on music. We think music is a powerful medium, and that is central to our show, Are You Aware?
Absolutely, trying to inspire you through music to get involved however you can. But this show is actually a special show, seeing as it's Canada Day Eve, or the eve of Canada Day, however you want to describe it, we decided, you know what, we're not even going to worry about, whether these people have done philanthropic stuff, whether their song has a positive social justice message. We just decided, you know what, we're going to create an hour and a half of Canadiana fantasticness. And that's what we've done. We've brought in some great tunes, some new ones, some old ones. And I had a bit of flack today. I was talking to some co-workers and they were saying, oh, you missed out on this one, you missed out on that one. Well, I feel like some of the other commercial stations may play a lot of the, typical Canadiana for all day tomorrow. So you'll be hearing the Tragically Hip. You'll be hearing Our Lady Peace. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, cool. Just checking.
Kim Mitchell, probably.
Kim Mitchell, a bit of Gordon Lightfoot. Well, so I'm doing pretty well for an immigrant.
You are doing pretty good. I'd say that encapsulates it.
Okay,
probably what
cool.
You'll hear on other radio stations tomorrow.
So, today we have a couple of classics, but we're also trying to highlight newer Canadian artists because a lot of these artists are independent and we really want to profile them so that you get behind the local and national talent. And just to toot my own horn, tomorrow is my first Canada Day as a Canadian citizen.
I was going to say, not only are we celebrating Canada Day, but we're celebrating Fleur as well and her
That's
Canadian
right. And we love
ship.
To celebrate Fleur.
Fleur loves to celebrate Fleur. No, so do I. In fact, we did celebrate when that happened.
Yes, we did.
In proper Canadian fashion.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think we even had some maple whiskey shots, didn't we?
We may have.
Oh, that was
And
scary.
I love my maple syrup. So we should probably tell them who we started the show off with.
Well, I think if you're a true-bred Canadian, and if you're not, even if you just like music, you probably guessed who that was. One of the most famous bands in throughout the 60s, 70s, even into the 80s, and have been, immortified? What's the word? I don't know.
Immortalized?
There we go. Thank you. Immortalized. It's been a long week. In The Last Waltz, a fantastic music biopic that Martin Scorsese did in late 70s.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, go out and watch that. I've probably seen it, probably, at least.
It was for a few years with our friends. It was on every single weekend. We had a party on. It's great music. It's the so who we had obviously this was my first pick, was the band with The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, a classic song, and that's one that they actually played on The Last Waltz as well.
Yeah, that was actually the live version from The Last Waltz that we played. So, yeah, sounded great.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. And you know what? What's really cool about that movie is not only you get to see the band live, but also there's a lot of artists, like amazing artists from the 60s and the 70s. Like they play with Muddy Waters, Joni Mitchell, Bob Dylan, Van Morrison, Neil Young. Who else? Ronnie Hawkins. Did I get everybody?
You named a lot of them. Yeah, there's more, but that's definitely the majority of them that were on there. So, a lot of cameos.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I highly recommend going to check out The Last Waltz if you can get it, because it is a great music movie.
Yeah. Let's play more tunes.
Yeah.
Why not, right?
So this is my choice again. I chose this because it's funny, the Tea Party have been around for about 20, 25 years, I'd say now. They were absolutely huge in Australia. When I was in my early, late teens, early 20s, we played the Tea Party nonstop. They toured in Australia a lot. So I don't know if they were that popular here, but they were huge in Australia.
They were popular enough. They were definitely in regular rotation on Much Music, their videos generally, and a lot of rock stations. I grew up in London, Ontario, for those that are close to London, Ontario, for those that don't know. And FM 96 played a lot of Tea Party back in the day. So,
well, that's cool. It's a good song.
Yeah. And is it Jeff Martin?
Yes,
believe his name is.
Yes.
That guy's voice.
Insane.
Yeah. Very unique and amazing.
And, you know, they've gone through the years to, some people call them Moroccan rock, which I think, you know, God, we've talked about ridiculous titles for music numerous times before on this show, but they really integrated that world music field into their rock and roll. And, you know, you couldn't find a more perfect example than what we're about to play, which is Fire in the Head from their album Edges of Twilight, which was their third album in 1995.
Excellent. Well, let's crank it up. Crank up your radios or however you're listening to this. Just hit high volume. Get it going. You're listening to Are You Where? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
You stay silent, knowing always in time. See how this love stays divine. See how this love stays divine. You stay silent, knowing always in time. See how this love stays divine. How this love stays divine. Sleep here, hoping, knowing, always in time. See how this love stays divine. See how this love stays divine. This is the way, step inside. Stays divine. See how this love stays divine. This
Carnival del Sol, an outdoor Latin fiesta at Concord Pacific Place, is returning on July 9th and 10th. Pack your summer colorful clothes and come eat, play, and live Latin America. Carnival del Sol is a two-day festival featuring 250 musicians and traditional folk dancers, a culinary show, a World Mini Cup Series soccer tournament, a fashion show, mini chef for kids, Latin American food vendors, and a beer garden. Bring the family and friends. Entrance is free. Enjoy life with Carnival del Sol on July 9th and 10th at Concord Pacific Place.
Gentlemen, father, now, they will make water from the reservoir of our idiot temper. Years from now, they will make water from the reservoir of our idiot temper. Soon enough, working love will make a man out of you. Soon enough, working love will make a man out of you.
Hey there, my name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Is my battery round? Is my battery round? Is my
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and this is our homage to Canada Day.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, Canada. I still don't know the words. Oh, Christ.
You know what? You'll get it. Tom Cochran even screwed them up.
Oh, good.
And he's Canadian. I can't remember. He was singing the anthem before a professional sports game. I can't remember if it was hockey or baseball, and he forgot a verse.
That's
good old
terrible.
Tom Cochran. Life is a highway.
I think it's life is a highway. Nice. I think it's harder when you integrate, like when you emigrate to another country and you don't know the national anthem because you didn't learn it at school. Like I know the Australian anthem off by heart because we would have to sing it every, what's it called when you have to go, everyone comes in to the school, like a
announcements or
Announcements or whatever, like the school carnivals and everything like that. So I know the Australian anthem, but when it comes to the old Canadian anthem, I'm a little scratchy.
They're actually talking, the federal government, about changing it currently.
Yeah, so it's more gender neutral, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just leave it alone. That's what I think. Like, I'm all for being, you know,
PC.
PC. But I don't know. There's so much history attached to that. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I mean, this All Our Sons Command. Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. I mean, to me, it's... I don't see it as a sexist thing at all. Like, it was written, 200, 300, 400, well, however many years ago it was written.
Well, I don't know when it was written, but probably under 150 years ago.
That's what they used to say back then, like, no big deal.
Do you think anyone was offended by this before they brought it up?
Probably not.
That's what I'm saying. No one thought of this, and now people are probably offended by it.
Are upset, yes.
Exactly. Should have just left it alone.
Well, there's a lot of things you should have left alone. Maybe even the referendum to get out of the EU. Hey, Britain?
Yeah, that's been a popular topic recently, hasn't it?
It has, and it's so funny because it's not just one issue. There's such a multitude of issues, and I think what people are, we were watching the BBC last night and people were discussing, are referendums good? Is that, how do we find out if people are, educated before they vote and whether an educated vote is the best vote and blah, 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 blah. And everybody's going on about the fact that all these British people, the top Google search after the vote was what is the EU and what does it mean to get out of the EU? And I think that is more of the problem than actually whether a referendum is a democratic process that we should be using, because it's just a reflection of how apathetic and lazy people are, basically, because these people, were like listening to the fear mongering and all the insecurities that people were trying to, propagate during the Leave campaign, that they just thought, yep, that sounds good, I'll vote for them, without actually doing any research. And that happens everywhere, in Australian election, in a Canadian election, and it will happen in the American election too.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think people just, grass is always greener on the other side. That saying, I think rings totally true, right? And maybe people want to experience what the other side looks like, and without really truly thinking about it. And I think there's probably some buyer's remorse going on right now.
Oh, 100%.
Because people are becoming more educated about the consequences, now because those are being discussed in the mainstream media.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a large majority of those people that voted to leave maybe wish they hadn't of, or maybe are thinking twice about it.
Oh, yeah. They want to do a do-over for sure. And if you haven't seen the John Oliver Brexit piece, you should watch it. It's quite funny. But yeah, there was like an example of a girl the next day who's like voted to leave and then went, you know what, I actually should have thought of this more. If we could do it over, I'd actually vote to stay. And for me, it's, I don't know, all this stuff, you hear Trump talking about immigrants and, you hear people talking about immigrants here and in Canada, in England. I'm finding it really weird being an immigrant myself, listening to everything, because until I open my mouth, people don't probably think that I'm an immigrant. And hearing all this sort of negative talk and really populist and protectionist ideals that are coming back in kind of reminds me of like the 10 years before World War II, where people were just closing their borders and not integrating, and yeah, it's scary.
You make a pretty good point too. When you say, the term immigrant, when you say immigrant, most people don't think of maybe like doctors or nurses that immigrated to the country because there's a need for them. They think maybe people that, you know, don't have a lot of resources and come, and they're kind of more of a drain on the system, maybe. But you know, that term immigrant, it's
literally anyone who moves and lives somewhere else.
Exactly. So, yeah.
I think. You know, painting everybody with the same brush is always dangerous. And I think that if, you know, I think Canada does a good job of it, trying to look at the positive side of immigration over the negative side of immigration. And since the Brexit vote, you've seen all those hate crimes that are coming out in England against Polish people. I don't know why the Polish people, for some reason, out of any other European country. But unfortunately, what I'm worried about is we're in 2000, it's the year 2016. As a species, we should be evolving. We should be becoming more sophisticated.
Not regressing.
We are, in technology, but in social issues, we're regressing. And it's scary.
Yeah, no, it is scary.
Anyway, we should probably get back to the good news and the good music.
Well, let's back announce what we played. So before, we just had that wonderful, great discussion that we had. We played a great Vancouver band called the Pack AD. That was their song called Battering Ram. They're an all-female twosome, and they play some heavy rock.
Yeah, and amazing that is such a depth of sound with only two people playing.
Yeah, it sounds like a pack of 10.
Exactly, so that's why they are pretty damn awesome. And they're from Vancouver, Canada, which is great to support local music. And then before there, we heard The Deers, which I love. The Deers, another great rock band.
You're tight with The Deers.
I'm so tight with the lead singer of The Deers.
I wasn't in the studio for this one, but Fleur had good old Murray.
What's his Lightfoot?
Lightburn. There we go.
We got it in the end. Close.
Murray Lightburn on the show. And that was a really good interview.
Oh, thanks, bud. Yeah, it was fun. I mean, it was a fun interview, and you never know how phone interviews are going to go because you're like talking.
You guys were engaged.
Yeah,
like it sounded like you were having a beer together or something, and in the same room, and sounded like you'd known each other for years.
He was a very interesting man to talk to, and that's what I love when you have interviews that turn into conversations, and that's exactly what we had. So go check out the Are You Aware backlog, and you can find the Deers interview. It is there, amongst 6 years of Are You Aware podcast.
Dig through the vault. You will not regret it. We'll make sure that that podcast is tagged properly so that it's easy to find.
Absolutely.
And then before that, we had the Constantines with Soon Enough from their great album called Tournament of Hearts.
Did we say what we played with the Deers, or we just went on to
I
a
think
love
we
face?
Did.
Omega Dog from their album Degeneration Street.
We might have got into the love fest there.
We're making it a bit loose today.
Yeah. Let's just get to the next track.
Yes.
This is a great celebration of our country.
Our country, I know.
You notice what I did there?
I know what you did there.
Fleur is a Canadian now.
I am. I'm an Aussadian.
Tee this one up for us.
So, again, the first half of this show has been my choices. The second half, you'll hear the amazing choices of Christians. But the next bit is a triplet of hip-hop, great Canadian hip-hop. The first and the last song are very patriotic, and I thought they were really great songs to put in a Canada Day special because they take a different angle on what it is to be patriotic and to love your country and, you know, obviously promoting all the great music that is in Canada. So the next hip-hop artist we've got is Classified with his own version of O Canada from his album Self-Explanatory. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
I told this guy where I was from. He said, "Oh, Canada." Kind of laughed it off. It was funny, huh? Yeah. Come on. 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah.
lost. Trans-Canada cross, patriotic in a honor with my hand on my heart. From the greatest of lakes to the greenest of greens, to the rockiest mountains and everything in between. This is a time of growth for those that know, and it's a time of hope for those that don't. But if your mind is open, you'll get shown. We've had our sights blinded. All of my like-minded people need to get up and discover the right time is now. Just start opposing the powers that arose in ancient days and pave the way to this flow that's so controlled that sitting in most just sit and stare at a television with a distant glare. And I'm ashamed to admit it, I'm a slave to the f*** as much as anybody, but I'm not afraid of it. This is where the change comes and this is where we make some difference. Embrace what's within us and escape from this prison. All it takes is a little bit of faith and a little bit of love to get rid of all the hate.
But the thing about it is we can't just sing about it. We can't just sit around and wait until they thin us out. We figure out where we're going while we live in doubt. If you want my truth, listen out, we'll just think about it. The thing about it is we can't even think about it. Can't afford a minute's time to figure how to bring about a change. So take a second and shake your head and then take a step ahead and think about it.
Now the ball is in our court while we sit and watch passively. The face of the earth changes drastically after we clear space at this rate for strip malls and factories. We risk take a cruel fate at a pace beyond gradually. No more crops for us to harvest and feed. Self-sufficiency replaced by clone copywritten seeds. Now ask yourself, how can we be free when the water that we drink is owned by some company?
I hear the weep up the streets and cries up the skies. See weakness disguised as deceitful lies. But we all leap to survive and sleep through a lie. Competing for highs, all sheep and no pride. Never speak of a lie, let the fear fortify my inside to die. Trying to fit in the design. I'm reminded daily of a world gone crazy. Guns mean safety for orphan babies. Ignore the distortion you're forced to perceive and believe. What supersedes is love, but who agrees?
But the thing about it is we can't just sing about it. We can't just sit around and wait until they thin us out. We figure out where we're going while we live in doubt. If you want my truth, listen out, we'll just think about it. The thing about it is we can't even think about it. Can't afford a minute's time to figure how to bring about a change. So take a second and shake your head and then take a step ahead and think about it.
Could you survive in the wild with a wife and a child? A whole human history's a line of type and a file. So live your life in denial or try to live on your own. Without your color TV, heat, the fridge or the phone. While the average guy lives an elaborate lie. Waste days on slave wage beneath them passionate eyes. Then we ovulate, copulate, and overpopulate. Never stop to think about the things that we were taught to hate. Now the stage is set. Watch the players place their bets. Take a sec, shake your head, feel alive, make you sweat. Realize that the system can't exist without belief. Appreciate your true potential. Untwist your mouth and speak. We're working on building a world our children can live in. Understand I can't be free while you're still in this prison. And I can spend my days preaching and so on and so forth. But it won't change till we don't want to go on no more.
But the thing about it is we can't just sing about it. We can't just sit around and wait until they thin us out. We figure out where we're going while we live in doubt. If you want my truth, listen out, we'll just think about it. The thing about it is we can't even think about it. Can't afford a minute's time to figure how to bring about a change. So take a second and shake your head and then take a step ahead and think about it.
Think about it.
But the thing about it is we can't just sing about it. We can't just sit around and wait until they thin us out. We figure out where we're going while we live in doubt. If you want my truth, listen out, we'll just think about it. The thing about it is we can't even think about it. Can't afford a minute's time to figure how to bring about a change. So take a second and shake your head and then take a step ahead and think about it.
This is a time of growth for those that know, and it's a time of hope for those that don't. But if your mind is open, you'll get shown.
Catalano Street Park. The biggest music and arts festival is back July 9th from 11 a.m. through 9 p.m. Come on down to West 4th for over 50 great bands, including Hannah Georges, White Poppy, Hot Panda, Moo, Woolworm, Mesa Luna, and many more.
I can't play this game.
The best of Vancouver's food carts and vendors, activities for kids, beer gardens. All this and more will highlight your day. This Saturday, July 9th, brought to you with love from the merchants of West 4th Avenue.
I told this guy where I was from. He said, oh, Canada. Kind of laughed it off. It was funny, huh? One, two, one, two. Mic check, one, two, one, two. Yeah. Yeah, from the land of the lost, Trans-Canada cross, patriotic and a honor with my hand on my heart. From the greatest of lakes, to the greenest of greens, to the rockiest mountains and everything in between. Oh Canada, oh, you're no fan of us, cause the movie and TV shows are so amateur. Yeah, we laugh it off, that don't really bother me. Look, we ain't serious unless you really gotta be. Humorous attitude, like kids in a hall, the Jim Carrey, Mike Myers, how we claiming them all. It's the great white north, among the funniest actors, the fun of the joke with an abundance of laughter. A red and white flag, keep it high, keep it visual. People say Canada gets stereotypical. Think we finish every sentence with buddy or bye. And if it ain't that, it's either dude A or guy. Yeah, we consider it people. And smoke a marijuana, we consider it legal. Still doing rap like the 1990s, but that's how we like it, off time and grimy. Yeah, I know where I'm from and I told you before. North of America, hard to ignore. Every time I go away, I tell them for sure I'm from Canada, oh, 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 Canada. Makes a sick beat, we call it a classic. Glass makes a sick beat, we call it a classic. Glass makes a sick beat, we call it a classic. I've been around the globe and heard the confusion. Honestly, a lot of y'all are ignorant and stupid. Yes, we have microwaves, TVs, and cell phones. Unintelligent fuck, we invented the telephone. We made Yahtzee, the light bulb, hockey, and bred the greatest players, Gretzky to Crosby. We all got at least one drinking buddy, and after one drink, all of us think we're funny. Our national mascot's a damn beaver. Oh Canada, we love our beaver. Home of Hell's Angels and RCMP. Home of Gordon Lightfoot and SCTV. The Underground Railroad. George St. Pierre right here is where we call home. A healthcare system, y'all know it's free. Keep a girl's banging with a full mouth of teeth. I won't even get into the music industry. They say hip-hop is dead, nah, it's up north with me. I can do this all day, it's a part of my routine. But supper's almost done and tonight routine. Yeah, I know where I'm from and I told you before. North of America, hard to ignore. Every time I go away, I tell them for sure I'm from Canada. Oh, 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 Canada.
I'm from the East Coast of Canada.
Oh, 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 Canada.
I'm from the East Coast.
Don't, I'm from Canada. So sometimes words come over my mouth like this.
Get used to it.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
Hi, where are you from? Canada.
Everybody on the left. Everybody on the right. In the front and in the back.
Let them know where you from. Reppin' everywhere I go. Everybody from the cold. This is where we calling home.
from the depths of Scarborough. One way's a Bond Road, apartments in Flemington, shadows in the P.O. Every area repping the home team. My Italians hold me down, Africans same thing. Portuguese get it in, Filipinos rock with me. Enough trinnies and yachties holding the block with me. So many faces like we the Winter Olympics. Greatest city ever after dark, you better think quick. Club district, parking lot politicking. We got hotter women than any city admitting. We the number one, check out the figures we getting. No apologies and never quitting. I'm from the team dot, repping everywhere I go. Everybody from the cold. Jungle, Vaughan Road, Malvern, Chester Lee, Rexdale, let the fire burn. John Garland, Flemo, stand up. If you're from Toronto, let me see you put a hand up. Born alone, die alone, but I'm never on my own. No watch, no face, stay true is what I was shown. I'm a product of OGs and social workers. 3 years of university in Licksburgers. Harlem Underground, black-owned businesses. Big it up, hats and immigrants from long distances. Working class people and some others with some privileges. Anywhere you look at it, we seeing past differences. Yo, I am multicultural. Hand to my ear, listening like the holster. And all I'm hearing is we the greatest around. To the grave, I'ma rep my town, yeah.
I'm from the Kingdom.
Repping everywhere I go. Everybody from the cold.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Welcome back to our All-Canadian Celebration episode.
Everything that's awesome about Maple Leafs.
Yeah, you got it. Bleeding red and white tonight, and that was an anthem.
That wasn't the anthem that from was Cardinal the Official. Anthem. And what a great song. It's his single, The Anthem, obviously. And
he's from the T.O, apparently.
He's from the T.O. I just butchered that. We don't have time to talk because we still have to get through your music.
We have a lot of great Canadiana coming up. So let's back announce some tracks.
Yeah, so we kind of started off with Classified, had some technical difficulties. So we went straight into Sweatshop Union with The Thing About It from their album Natural Progression, and then we play Classified O Canada from Self-Explanatory.
Yeah. Sticking with the Canadian content, obviously, we're going to play Bahamas. He's from Ontario, Northern Ontario, I believe. He was here in November 11th, I think it was. Played a great show. So here is Bahamas with Waves from his album called Bahamas is Affy. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Keep it locked here.
And I held the breath inside my lungs for days. And I saw myself as one of many waves. And when I knew that I'd become the ocean slave, I just stayed. And we carried forward all the waters past. Of the waves, I was not first, I was not last. And if we saw a boat afloat, we took the mast so fast. There's a part of it that I miss. At the heart of it, you're cold.
and the emotional. Right? I change all the time just like the emotion.
Before too long, the waves grew out of hand, and they worked to keep the sea at their command. And the only thing they feared had seen the sand, the dry land. There's a part of it. Your cold kiss from the start of it. I know there's always a part of it.
Like life, the current of life, right? Are you gonna make it today or?
From the water there was born a bright blue roar, as it rolled and foamed and calmed the ocean's floor. And then it finally rose and broke upon the shore. No more. There's a part of it.
I get high. I'm high as a kite. And people take drugs and get stoned. I come out of the water and I'm just a brand new person.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Saw the pictures, read all your darkest thoughts while you were waiting, ready to brush me off. We could be friendly, we could be out of touch. We could be famous, or even infamous. If you are, come back, but never call it off. Come back, but don't tear me down. Don't waste my time pretending love is somewhere else. Come back, but never call it off. Come back, but don't turn around. Stop wasting time. Another day, trying to be in.
pretend it love is somewhere else. Come back, but don't call it all. Come back, I wanna turn them down. Don't waste my time pretending at all. Come back, I wanna call it all. You're gonna kill the both of us. Come back, I wanna call it all. Don't waste my time pretending at all. Come back, but don't call it all. Are you already somewhere else? Somewhere.
The 39th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Over 60 acts from 18 countries on 7 summer beachfront stages. Come discover a world of amazing music.
This year's exciting lineup includes Bruce Coburn, The New Pornographers, and Lord Huron, plus many more to discover.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival, July 15th to 17th at Jericho Beach Park.
Get your tickets today online at thefestival.bc.ca. Brought to you by CITR.
Thank you.
Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Tell me about your day when I was out.
94.9 and RD457.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. It looks like you just got shot by a pellet gun then, my friend.
Just having a good time being Canadian, you know, eh?
Eh?
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Celebrating good old Canada this evening because it's Canada Day Eve.
Absolutely. And you know what? Something that's really great, a new great Canadian export or production is Letterkenny. This, if you ever get Crave TV, I would totally recommend just even signing up for a month to watch Letterkenny. I know that the Comedy Channel is actually going to be playing Letterkenny tomorrow. There's 6 half-hour episodes and they are hysterical.
Yeah, I'll back that one up. It is so funny.
And such a great Canadian comedy show and just personifies what's great about Canada.
Small town Canada, especially small town Ontario specifically.
Yeah.
So check out Letterkenny. That was a great Vancouver band, a local act, Humans with Tell Me from their album called Noontide. I was lucky enough to see them at Fortune Sound Club this past year. Great live. Check them out as well. And then we had Bad, Bad, Not Good from Toronto, I believe. That was Can't Leave the Night from their latest album. And
what's the album? Three? Yeah.
Their third album.
Third album. There you go. That's easy.
And then before that, we have Baju Bulat with Infamous from her latest album called Good Advice. Wonderful, wonderful voice on her from London, Ontario. One of the best female Canadian voices in Canadian music right now.
I would back that up. I'll back that up.
Yeah.
I think so. Well, we only have 10 or 12 minutes to go and we still have 4 songs. So we're not even going to really say much other than the next song that's up on our Canadiana-orama is the Strumbellas with their song Run from their album We Still Move on Dance Floors.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Keep it locked here for the next 12 minutes. You're going to love it.
Oh, they say it's a magical place. It's a magical place that they found. I say run, 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 run. Oh, the buildings are so out of place. So out of place in this town. Oh, love, 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 love. Oh, darling, can't you see there's a cold wind that's blowing? Oh, darling, can't you see there's a cold wind that's blowing? And I'm gone. Hey! Come sing along with me. And I'm gone. Come sing along with me. And all them people are lonely and brave, lonely and brave in my mind. I say run, 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 run.
cold wind that's blowing. Yeah.
What the f*** are you doing, Phil?
And right now it's time to...
Peanut butter.
Dance!
Peanut butter.
Dance!
First you dig peanuts and you dig them. You dig them. Then you crush them. You crush them. Then you spread them. You spread them. Peanut butter.
Dance!
Peanut butter.
Dance, motherfucker!
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your hosts Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
Something great, could it be something?
You're listening to the last 3 minutes of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. We hope you've enjoyed our Canadianorama to celebrate the eve of Canada Day. Before we go, in there we had Wintersleep with their song Lifting Cure the Great Detachment. And we're going to say sayonara. What's goodbye in Canadian?
Au revoir.
Au revoir. That's French.
Bye.
Bye. See you later.
See you tomorrow.
I don't know. I thought there might be some random Canadian slang that I didn't know.
See you tomorrow, eh?
See you tomorrow, eh?
There you go.
There you go. Everybody, we hope you have a happy and safe Canada Day. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with another show.
Yeah. So here is our last track. This is Young Rival with Interior Light. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9.
Be good to one another.
Be good to one another.